The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Christmas is in the air. Excitement is in the air. As people all over the world are about to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and to welcome and celebrate the new year and what it brings for us, I never seen so many people get excited because they see, especially the Christians, we are seeing the manifestation of God's promise and God's mercy and faithfulness for this country and even for us. And we will continue to celebrate. And as always, we will be holding the prophetic gathering of the saints on December 31st here in San Antonio, Texas. Do not miss this important event. There will be a registration fee of $35 per person, and the attire is formal. I had been releasing prophecies through this radio, and every week, me and Joshua are addressing the Thus Saith the Lord for the church and for United States of America, so that we have more time to really fellowship and celebrate the goodness of God on December 31st. Okay? And I will continue to release prophetic words and Joshua through this radio. And I will continue to remind you of the prophecies that we're about ready, that are about to manifest. So get excited. And also, if you're missing some, we are on podcast. We are on Spotify. Or you can go to our website, sogmi.org, and you can listen and even watch our Sunday and Wednesday services. There is one important thing that the Lord wants to remind all of us, and we have to make a big adjustment, okay? We already have been instructed to change our mindset, to have the mind of Christ, and to set aside our own personal desires and ambitions, or get rid of our own personal expectations, because what God is about to manifest in our lives and the church and the nations of the world, they're a lot bigger than we can ever even imagined. Our biggest challenge is not Satan, it is ourselves. What we say have power, and our mindset got to change, okay? Everything, just like I kept on telling you, everything is a issue of the heart. And many things are manifesting now. Many things are happening all at the same time. The Lord is dealing with the church. The Lord is dealing with the country. In every sector of society, everywhere you go, there's a dealing of the Lord, and there's also the manifestations of the promise of God, the plan of God, and the purpose of God, not just in our lives, for the body of Christ here in the United States of America and for our country. And we have to observe, we have to really be mindful of all these things, the move of God. In Luke chapter 21, verses 29 through 31, says, He told them this parable, Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. That is observation. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. What is the kingdom of God? Manifestations of God's purpose and plan, okay? The manifestations of turning this country around towards righteousness. Okay, let's continue. Verse 32. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. And we have to take heart on the next verse, verse 34. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighted down with dissipation, drunkenness, and anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. It doesn't matter what are the challenges of today. We have hope in Christ Jesus. Those pain and afflictions, they're temporary. God has provided the way for us to get out of it, to be delivered from it, to be protected, to be saved, okay? Because Jesus is the way, okay? So verse 34, 35, be careful or your hearts will be weighted down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the earth. All of us, while we're here on earth, will face challenges of different kinds. Not just you. You are not being singled out. How we resolve and overcome or deal with these challenges is all up to us. We need to trust the Lord. We need to be hopeful. And we always need to do the right thing. Okay. When righteousness, peace, and prosperity manifest amongst God's people, that is the kingdom of God. That's the reality of the kingdom of God. These things do not manifest, would not, whatever our plans is, they're not going to manifest in a big way outside of God. Can't do things based on our own understanding, education, resources, or training. The unbelievers are beginning to realize this now. In this season, and they are being dealt with strongly too. Example, if you have observed after the assassination attempt of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, it was all over the news, and the people and the media reported that it was a miracle, because if President Trump did not move his head, he could have been dead. And Trump later acknowledged that God saved him and protected him because God has still a plan and work for President Trump. So that was acknowledged. So here's the manifestation. At presently, things are already moving to the right direction. Even before Trump is inaugurated, nations all over the world are already calling on him, wanting to have audience with him. And even those that are his former attackers and enemies, they are changing their position. And they want to align themselves with the 47th president's agenda. This is a move of God. Not just because Trump is good for the country, but because he, Trump, knows that it is God who protected him and has raised him up for such a time as this. It was all over the Bible. God even used heathen kings to bless his people or to punish his people. Same thing in our days. Don't try to make preachers out of our political leaders, quoting scriptures left and right. It has not done anything good for us. Not unless you walk the talk, not unless you live it and believe and trust our Lord Jesus Christ, those things are not going to manifest. They're just mere words. Okay? In James chapter 1, verses 19, all the way through 25, I'm going to read from New Living Translation. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives. And humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. This is a prophetic instruction for all of us. We need to be reminded, quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Okay? Further instruction, verse 22. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the words and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. See that? Don't just listen to the words. You have to apply it. And we know in our walk, we have so many preachers quoting scriptures left and right. But in our days, people are not getting saved. People are not getting healed. Only a small number. Because we rely heavily on preparing to preach instead of living the word of God. Okay? Now let's go to verse 26. If you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself and your religion is worthless. Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God, the Father, means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. Caring for orphans and widows in their distress, okay? And mentor them, teach them the ways of God. Okay, another thing, how to have a new mindset. How not to follow our own desires and our ways of doing things. We all know that there's a criterion in how to enter the kingdom of God. Jesus in John chapter 3 verse 3 says, in order to enter the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God, you must be born again. Being born again, we are changed. It changes us. It transforms us. We are born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and we became a spirit being with a body, not the other way around. So it is important that as soon as we got born again, we unlearn things that we're used to and learn new things from the Holy Spirit and in the Holy Spirit. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. We have to be spiritually minded. And we forgot, since we don't have any past, we cannot rely on our education, on our past sins. We don't repeat them. They've been washed away. We cannot talk about our genealogy because we became a child of God. We must learn first and foremost how to be nurtured and allow the Holy Spirit to nurture us in the kingdom of God. We need to learn how to be one, how to be a child of God, and learn about our benefits. We know now that we're not under the law anymore, but we're under grace. We operate under the law of love, and God is love. Okay? Jesus says, do not call anyone on the earth Father. You have only one Father, and He's in heaven. Have we been following that? Most Christians don't, because we're not mindful that we're spirit being and we are a child of God first and foremost, okay? He's the one that we follow and obey, okay? And we can follow and obey our earthly parents, especially our father, if they're obeying and following our Lord Jesus Christ. That is what it's meant. We became a citizen of heaven. We are now subject to the laws of heaven, the law of love, and God is sitting on the throne. We have the love of the Father, the love of the Son towards the Father, our love for our Lord Jesus Christ, and we have the love of Father God. So we have to let go of everything else, and we focus that God loves us as much as He loves His only begotten Son. We don't need to be concerned about our loved ones. We don't need to be concerned about our future. It's going to be exciting. We don't need to worry about anything, okay? Because God has our back and He has His purpose and calling in our life. The plan of God is not to harm us. Remember that, Jeremiah chapter 29. But to give us hope and a future, a bright future. Okay, we need to focus on that. All right? You know how it is. Our life and our thinking has changed, even though we look the same physically. But there is such an inner peace in us when we got born again and we get baptized by the Holy Spirit. And God is beginning to use us with signs and wonders. That is not based on our education and training. here on this earth? No. We receive the instruction from the Holy Spirit on what to do. And if we depend and rely on Him, He will guide us into all truth. And just like what Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you will be endued with power, a power from heaven, not what the world gives, okay? So we know in Romans chapter 14, verse 17, that the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We cannot enter the kingdom of God, and it will not manifest on who we are as a citizen of heaven or a child of the Most High God without the Holy Spirit. Okay, and here it is. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power." So we really appreciate, I'm really falling in love with Jesus over and over again. As we continue to discover and learn the plan of God and implement the ways of God and know and realize the love of God. For example, God the Father gave the Son to us, to the world, so that whoever believe in our Lord Jesus Christ shall not perish, but will have an everlasting life. John 3:16. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, exchanged immortality for mortality for all of us. So aren't we special? So while He was on the earth, He has to learn to live as a mortal man, a mere human being, and He identified Himself not as a Son of God, but a Son of Man. And that is why, even at the beginning of His ministry, the ministry led Him to the wilderness to prepare Him for the ministry as a man. And that's where He was tempted by the devil. And He was led by the Holy Spirit throughout His ministry on the earth. He became mortal, truly, totally dependent to the Holy Spirit, and to do only the will of God the Father, so that we will follow Him and become like Him here on earth, so that Jesus can take us to immortality, to have an eternal life. All of us. Listen to me. Not just a few. Not just those who occupy the five offices. All of us. We need to get this. So once we are born again, we have to unlearn things and we have to rely and depend on the Holy Spirit, His help, His teachings. We expect the empowerment of the Holy Spirit as we obey. We need to operate in the kingdom of God, even though we're still here in the world. We need to talk to God first. We need to rely on God first. We need to see ourselves not as superior to anybody or inferior for that matter. Believe and trust Him and don't depend on our own resources. When I start laying hands on people and God is healing them, not because of my own ability, but because of what I heard and I obey God. And God then start working through me in spite of me. See, nobody was called to be more anointed than everybody else, body of Christ. That is not true. God does not play favorites. The difference on how God can use me mightily is my obedience to Him and my speaking and spending time with Him. That's all. Because He can teach me new things. He continues to teach me new things. And I'd rather be in the presence of God than in anything else. But this is not just by just talking about it on how I got translated here, on how God delivered me from this, but by walking it and obeying the Great Commission. And don't ever believe that, okay, you were anointed before, now you lose your anointing. No, you just have to go back to the Holy Spirit and show you how to unlearn things that you picked up along the way that you didn't even realize. Because Satan contaminated the body of Christ, the church, with religiosity, with doctrines of men, doctrines of demons, and the teachings of feeding God's people with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil instead of the fruit from the tree of life, which is being born again in our Lord Jesus Christ. For example, I'm getting ready to go to the Philippines to hold a prophetic gathering there for the first time and to celebrate the 19 years of our ministry in the Philippines. I was praying one day and the Lord gave me an outline. And I learned from those new revelations, so I start meditating on them. But there is this concern of mine. See, we have to remove assumptions on our part. And while we're here on earth, we continue to learn things from the Holy Spirit. So I was kind of concerned that there's so much to give, there's so much to share with them, only for 3 days, probably 4 days the most. I'm concerned about that. And I was meditating on it, and I prayed to the Lord. And I prayed to the Lord and said, Holy Spirit, you need to teach me some examples on how I teach them, and also Joshua, on how to address these issues or carry on with the outline that you have given us, because we only have a short days. And that's what I've been talking to the Lord. And I'm concerned. I want them to get it because I want them to keep up with the rest of the congregation here at Freedom Fellowship Church, because now most of them can really take a leadership position as they listen to the instruction. So I was praying, and I asked Joshua to pray also on how we are going to approach this. We're going to hold a special meeting and training for FFCI, for Freedom Fellowship Church alone. That is one day. And then we'll open up the training, the prophetic school and the business school, how to manage and how to administer, how to occupy while we're here. So I'm concerned about that, plus the prophetic gathering to hear and to release prophecy concerning Philippines and to the body of Christ in Asia. It's a big thing, and I was really bracing myself. And at the same time, I'm excited and I'm determined. Me and Joshua are going to carry out and address those issues that the Holy Spirit is leading us to address. And then I heard this soft, gentle voice from the Father. Christina, you're concerned about them not getting it, that it might take a long time for them to get it? And I said, yes, Lord, that is my concern. And then the Lord asked me this question, Christina, how long did it take you to receive a new teachings, a new revelations, and the outline for them and for the prophetic gathering of the saints on December 31st? I jumped. I said, 45 minutes to 1 hour. So the Lord said, so you only spend time with me for a short period of time. You'll have them for more than 3 days. See the assumption and the expectations that I have? I need to continue to unlearn those and rely on the goodness of God, that it is not me. It is the empowerment of God, and it is the revelations of God. Remember, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will abide with us forever, and he will even show us things to come. That's prophecy. I don't rely on myself, but I have to prepare. So are you. So don't try to put a timeline. God is going to do things suddenly, manifesting suddenly. As soon as you and I are ready for things to manifest, the good things, it's there. So the main thing is, Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, make me ready and acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is our teacher. Amen? I'm running out of time. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time, do not forget to register for the prophetic gathering of the saints on December 31st. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and click the prophetic gathering, or you can mail your check to Post Office Box 1579, Helotes, Texas, 7823. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.